1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Henry.
I want to bring on a vice president of syndication for the Phil Henry Show, David G. Hall. And I know we want to try and do the right thing here, David, with what we're doing.
Yeah, Phil, really, what is happening? I just got the call the other day. The FCC has threatened to levy a series of fines against your show if we don't do more to get people on the air who have speech impediments or people who are speech challenged.
And I understand there were complaints.
Yes, there were some complaints from listeners who have a speech problem or speech impediment that they were not allowed to be put on the air.
And the reason for that...
No, I'm not criticizing. I'm not criticizing you.
Yeah, but to let people know, it's when we screen a talk show,
you got to be careful who you put on the air.
We have to be careful who we put on the air from the standpoint of are they clear? Can we understand them? It's a personal preference. You want the show to move along.
I understand that, and I know it doesn't make for good radio necessarily. But we're going to try to do the right thing here. And that's why I asked you before we went on the air, and you asked me to come on the air to explain it to our listeners.
I did, and I appreciate it, David.
So I will say to them, we want to invite callers that are speech impaired, who have speech impediments, or are just speech challenged to call the Phil Henry Show. You will be moved to the front of the line. You'll be allowed to give your opinion on any topic.
Now, the problem here that we're going to have, though, is how am I or my listeners going to be able to understand them.
All right, is Craig in?
Craig's here.
All right, Craig Taylor's there. He's going to fit you with what we call a subband language modem headset.
Okay, that's it right there. All right.
Now, Phil, this will slow down and reconcentrate speech patterns. It works along the same lines as the implants do, the hearing implants, the new implants that can slow down and reconsonate speech.
What do you mean by reconsonating speech?
It can break down the speech pattern and formalize a word.
All right, so Craig's given me this. Now, this, I can hear you fine with this headset.
That's right, but with someone with a speech impediment, you'll also be able to hear them.
Now, what about people listening at home?
All right, for the people listening at home, what we would like you to do is take the balance control of your radio. Turn it all the way over to the left speaker and turn it as high as you can. Turn the volume as high as you can. That way you will be able to hear, Phil, what is called a subband language reconsonator. That is...
Almost like subtitles on a TV screen, only it's radio.
That is exactly right. It's as if we're subtitling it for your ear instead of your eye.
All right, so turn... They take it and turn it to the left.
Turn the balance control all the way to the left speaker and turn it up very high, and you'll be able to hear the people that call the Phil Henry Show who are speech impaired, individuals who have a speech challenge, and people who are hard of hearing.
All right, well, this is something that I spoke with David Hall about before we went on the air, and we do ask the apologies and the indulgence of our audience. For over the years, we've never taken calls from our many listeners who are have a difficult time. They have a speech impediment of some kind. It's tough to make a call like that. We know you want to be heard. We know that you want to have your opinion registered. And to be honest, we've not put you on the air because we feel that it has been difficult to listen and to understand many of you. But with our ability now to reconsonate speech through the use of a subband language modem, we're going to be able to put you on the air today, and we're very happy about that. Let me give our phone number out, and I guess I just go into the show, David?
Just go into a regular topic, and the people will call. But we just want our friends out there that have speech impediments to know that they will be heard on the air today on the Phil Henry Show. And we'd like to also say we're very proud of the fact that we are the first radio show in America to use this technology.
We are proud of that, and we do thank Craig Taylor, Chris Pelton, who work in our engineering department, for putting together these headsets so that we can listen to and understand people who are speech impaired.
So, Phil, good luck, and again, our apologies to our speech and hearing impaired listeners.
All right, our number is 1-800, and thank you, David.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Are you going to be...
I'm just going to sit here in the background and just monitor what's going on, if you don't mind.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So if you have a hearing or speech impediment, we are very happy to be able to say that we can put you on the air today and make you understood not only to myself but also to our listeners. So let's just jump right into the program today. There's an awful lot to talk about. Bin Laden, where is he? Where is this guy? Where is he now? You know, 2 weeks ago, and by the way, let me remind you guys to turn the balance all the way over to the left speaker and turn it up. Turn it over to the left speaker and turn it up. You'll be able to hear and understand our speech-impaired listeners. Bin Laden, here's a guy who a month ago we were sure he was in Afghanistan. 2 weeks ago, the CIA publicly issues a statement saying they believed that he had escaped the country. And now, today, we open up the page of the Los Angeles Times and other national dailies to see that our State Department and our Defense Department believes that, indeed, Bin Laden is still in Afghanistan, along with Sheikh Omar. What is going on? Is there proper communication between our intelligence agencies? I don't know the answer to that question, but I think that it bears some scrutiny that our intelligence community communicate properly with our defense community so that ultimately the integrity and the safety of our country is not compromised. That's one area that I'd like to talk about. And then, of course, we've got another round of great football action coming up this week. Baltimore and all the other teams that, won last weekend will be taking on the division winners. The New York Jets lost. Who won last week? Oakland won. Baltimore won. Philadelphia won. And Green Bay took out the... San Francisco 49ers. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go over to a phone call now, and this is Joshua. Joshua, how are you doing? And I understand that you are speech impaired. Is that correct? All right. I wasn't surprised that Baltimore won. No. I picked Baltimore. No, but I picked Baltimore. Miami, you can't tell me that Fiedler is any kind of a quarterback that is going to give any playoff team any problems, right? But that's because you live in Miami, and everybody down there loves the Dolphins. But I think too much stock was put in Fiedler as a quarterback.
No.
Well, I'm gonna give you this much. Is the name Jeff or Jay? Oh, it's Mark. I'm sorry. Mark, I think that what the Dolphins achieved this year is much less than what people wanted them to achieve. I think their defense was much better than what they showed us during the latter part of the season, and I think they definitely have a quarterback problem, okay? I'm sorry, I gotta go. You know, he's got a point. He's got a point in that there is some room for improvement at the quarterback position. Room for improvement. They need to get a new quarterback. And for him to call me that, and I hope we dumped it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry's show, and for those of you who are speech impaired, David Hall is... David, you had a point that you wanted to make?
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to also tell you that people that are speech impaired are also mentally retarded, and I want you to understand...
Forgive me. I was having a hard time making myself understood to him.
Yeah. Well, the reason why they're speech impaired is because there's mental retardation. So that's why he didn't understand what you were saying about Baltimore's defense.
All right. My mistake. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We are taking calls from individuals who we believe that we have slighted, and we believe most of talk radio has slighted over the years, individuals who have speech impediments, who are speech impaired, and as I'm told by my program director, they're also mentally retarded. 1-800-449-8686. The fat's in the fire. A lot of topics on your plate for today. Bin Laden, football, Lord of the Rings, and Britney Spears. All ahead here on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we are back with our kind of a different, little bit of a different format for the program today. We are talking, and I'll tell you what, long time coming. We are talking to listeners who are speech impaired or have speech impediments. David G. Hall is also with us, our Vice President of Syndication. And we're using a subband language modem headset, and we're using the subband language modem subband on our radio. So for those of you, if you want to understand what the caller is saying, people with speech impediments can be understood now. Just go to your radio. You're listening to our program right now. Turn your balance all the way to the left, not the right, because we've had people calling, and then turn the radio up as high as it'll go, and you'll be able to hear the subband text. That is the reconsonated speech, and you'll be able to understand what the caller is saying. 1-800-449-8686. And I know we've got Marcy in Southern California. As a matter of fact, Marcy wants to talk about the Lord of the Rings movie. How you doing, Marcy? How are you, dear? Okay, all right. I haven't read Harry Potter. You asked me if I like Harry Potter. No. Don't really, because I thought J.R.R. Tolkien was the standard. Yeah, well, all right, I'll give you that much. Did you like the movie? Really? What about the part where the see? Because I didn't see the movie. I read the book. Okay. Well. Here's what I would do. I would say read the book, then go see the movie again, okay? No, read the book first. You always got to read the book first. That way, when you see the... If you see the movie, then you read the book. Actually, no, you read... What do you do? What do you like to do? Do you really? All right, well, what I like to do is I like to read the book first and then see the movie. Because then you can just be disappointed with the movie. See what I'm saying? You... Is that right? All right, well, then... I would do that, but I wouldn't do what you're talking about. I would not do that, no. Well, if you want to call me a name, get out of here. All right, did you dump that? That's two calls in a row I've had to dump because I didn't agree with a guy on the Dolphins, and I disagreed about Lord of the Rings. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Ray. Hi, Ray. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. How old are you, Ray? 6 months. All right, so can I ask you a question? Where are you? Who are you to come on my show and tell me that you think that what I'm saying is is provoking a worse... you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking for every American when I say what I say. Are you Arab? Well, that explains it. Okay, you're Arab-American. Well, you're going to feel like you're singled out. Have you been profiled at all? Where? Where? Well, all right. I can understand. There's a large large Arab-American population there. I'm sorry. It's going to happen. You're going to get pulled off of airplanes. And you're going to get profiled, okay? You're going to get pulled off of an airplane, and you're going to be told that you got to strip, and all of those things. That's what's happening with our country. Fine. This is the problem, you see. What happens is this country, all of a sudden, America now is standing up for itself. And people don't like that. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to, if we can get Craig Taylor, our engineer here. Is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, Chris. Craig Taylor, my engineer, is here as well.
Okay.
What is your question?
Well, I'm driving a Lexus.
You need to turn your radio down right now.
Okay. I'm driving a Lexus. I've tried it all the...
You've turned the all the way to the left, dear?
All the way to the left. It didn't work. I did it all the way to the right. It didn't work. I have the base down to zero.
Do we have another caller? Let's see if Chris can hear. Chris, if you'll stay on the line with me.
Sure.
I've got a caller from... where are you, in Homestead?
Yeah.
Got a caller here from the Denver, Colorado area. This is John. John, are you with me? All right, now Chris is on the other line. Chris, have you got it turned up?
I'm not on the radio.
Well, go ahead and turn it up now, dear.
Okay.
All right, turn it to all the way to the left. All right, is it Chris?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. All right, all the way to the left.
And now turn it all the way up.
All right, is it Chris?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
All right, Chris, here we go. All right, do you understand that, Chris?
All right, Chris, here we go.
Do you understand that?
Absolutely nothing.
All right, is your spectrum analyzer, Chris, Craig Taylor is with us. Craig, what about the spectrum analyzer? Is it out of whack? Because we're just going to find out. What kind of radio do you have?
Bose.
All right, hold on. I got to tell the caller. Chris, what do you have?
Bose.
You've got a Bose in the car?
Yes.
No, it goes over there.
Okay, Jay is the man who's stuttering. What, Jay? He wants to know if your car is an automatic or a manual.
Automatic.
He wants to know, is the Bose spectrum analyzer, is it computer controlled?
Oh, goodness. That I couldn't tell you.
Is it what, Jay? Is it computer? So you don't know if you have a computer. Is it turbocharged? Is the car?
No!
It's a Lexus SUV.
It's a Lexus SUV. Okay. What color is it?
White.
Get out of here. This experiment's not working. And I can tell you, yes, David.
What'd you do?
I bailed out of it, man, okay?
What are you talking about, you bailed out of it?
The lady's sub-band language reconsonator wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it fine.
You can hear what fine? I got the one guy on the other end screaming something I can't even understand because my reconsonator wasn't working either.
What kind of car does she have?
She had a Lexus, right? She had a freaking Lexus. About as good a car as you can get.
Was the reconsonator computer controlled?
I already asked Taylor all of these questions.
Yeah,
did you try that?
Try what?
What he just said.
I don't know what he just said. My sub-band reconsonator ain't working.
All
right, well, he says blow it out your ass.
Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-8686. Look, go to our website, philhenryshow.com. It'll give you all the lowdown on what's going on in this program. All right, philhenryshow.com. You know, the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001 CD is out and available. You can buy it on our website, and I keep saying that. But you can also order it. If you'd like to pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001, call toll-free 1-877. That's 1-877-616-7445 to order the Best of the 2001 Phil Henry CD. Okay, so you'll dig it. Stay tuned.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
They got four SLA figures arrested from a 1975 bank slaying, and they're in custody. One of them is Sarah Olson. Now, I don't know if you know anything about the SLA, but this was called the Symbionese Liberation Army, and they had a problem. I don't know what their problem... Well, I do know what their problem was. That wouldn't be honest of me to say that I don't know what their problem was, because I was young then. I was 23 years old. And those of us who were young in those days sort of understand where all of this was coming from. It's going to sound crazy, but when you were 23 years old in the mid-70s, as I was, people that acted this way were somehow heroic. I'm not talking about killing a woman in a bank. I'm not talking about killing a cop. I just mean the sort of the nose-thumbing and authority that went on. The thing that the Symbionese Liberation Army did back then that got everybody's attention was they kidnapped Patty Hearst. Now, who's she? She was the granddaughter of William Randolph Hearst. He, the founder of the Hearst Publishing Empire. And if you'd like to know more about William Randolph Hearst, well, why don't you rent a movie called Citizen Kane? A film that was based upon, and not a very flattering portrayal, it was based upon William Randolph Hearst. Obviously, Orson Welles didn't like William Randolph Hearst. And there wasn't really much reason to like William Randolph Hearst, by the way. If you really want to get back to the history, he was the practitioner of, one of the original practitioners of, a thing called yellow journalism. Yellow journalism is that kind of journalism that, under the guise of being objective, is actually trying to foment a point of view, and in his case, a particularly violent point of view. William Randolph Hearst wanted America to get into war with Spain, and it was the Spanish-American War that began the American Empire. And if you want to know why we're in trouble today with oil in the Middle East and problems in Bosnia and stuff down in the Philippines, and we got troops over here and troops over there, you can point it all back to the Spanish-American War. Do you know what I'm talking about? Of course you don't, but just stay with me. So now we cut back to 1975. Here is the granddaughter of this yellow journalist, William Randolph Hearst, Patty Hearst, and she gets kidnapped by the SLA. If you're 22, 23, 21, 20 years old in 1975, this is very cool. This is cool. This is some snotty, rich, forgive me, B-I-T-C-H, as Bobby would say, who got what was coming to her. She got kidnapped, and now she's being held for ransom, and Papa William Randolph Hearst is being told that he is going to have to feed the poor of California as part of the ransom to get his daughter back. And so there was this image of food being handed off of the backs of trucks to indigent and poor people in Oakland and San Francisco as part of the ransom to get little Patty back. And what happens? Patty, with the Stockholm Syndrome working overtime, becomes enamored of the SLA, and she joins them. She goes from being a hostage to a member of the SLA and partakes in a bank robbery in the spring of 1975 in Carmichael, California, that results in the murder of a woman who was there depositing money for her church. And that's when things got sick. You know, as crazy as I might have been as a kid and as anti-establishment as anybody might have been in those days, I never killed anybody. Never set fire to the B of A either, as a matter of fact, although some people I know did up there in Isla Vista and other things. And if cops want to talk to me about that one, look, there were about, 300 people in the streets in Isla Vista burning the Bank of America down. Maybe one of my friends was one of them. I don't know. Anyway, they killed this innocent woman. And one of the one of these fine people is Sarah Jane Olson, and the other is this woman named Emily Harris, another is William Harris, another is a guy named Michael Borden. They're all at the SLA, and they eventually get arrested for the kidnapping of Patty Hearst, and they do about 8 years of time therein. But they never get busted for the murder of this woman. She's a lady who walks into a bank one morning to deposit money for her church. She gets a shotgun stuck in her chest by Emily Harris, and it goes off, and there is a woman who's dead. And her son, who was 15 at the time, vowed that he would never let this rest. He would never let the memory of his mother become blurred or faded until the people were brought to justice. And yesterday, those arrests were made. Now, he was 15 at that time. He had left the house, angry at his mother that she didn't have enough pencils for him to do his homework. He came home that night to find out that his mother was dead. And now he's a man in his early 40s. And he started a website, and he was in contact with the Sacramento DA, and he was in contact with the LA DA, and he was doing a little investigative work on his own. All of this down through the years. These people, in the meantime, are walking free. Emily Harris, they arrested up here in Altadena yesterday morning. William Harris, they arrested up in Oakland yesterday while he was taking his kid to school. And this Borton guy they busted in Portland yesterday, I guess while he and his old lady were asleep or something. I don't know. And so now, you know, I got to tell you something. Like 20-some-odd years later, they got to pay the piper. And just as little Sarah Jane thought, well, she's going to cop a plea to attempted murder, and maybe she'd do a year? Because nothing happened. The bomb didn't go off. The police officers, while emotionally scarred for the rest of their lives, at least they didn't lose their lives. So maybe she'd do, I don't know, 2 years or something. Now she's got to go on trial for murder. And it's going to be a long time before anybody eats her oatmeal cookies again. You know that carpool they got to get the kids home from soccer practice? Sarah Jane ain't going to be able to, she won't be there Tuesday. So that's what that was all about. If you wanted to know, that's what the big hoopla was about. And it's funny that this stuff is now is happening now, some 20, 25 years later. It shows you, man, they sure don't forget about this stuff. I don't care. I don't know who you, if some of these people were involved in some of this stuff and they thought, well, if they lay low long enough, people are going to forget. Obviously, nobody's forgetting. I mean, you're on your way to work as a computer analyst, or you're going to drop your kid off at soccer practice, or you're going to go to the oatmeal cookie cooking symposium, or you're going to go and you're going to direct Charlie's aunt of the local dinner theater, and the next thing you know, the cops are pulling you over and pulling you out of the car. You're under arrest. For what? For murder. You're going away. That's got to come as a rude awakening. So that's what happened to these guys yesterday. Now, where's Patty Hearst? Don't know. Somebody said, just before we went on the air, if you take a look at that Kathleen Salaya, that Sarah Jane Olsen, take a look at that kisser on her. That isn't a soccer mom who's chilling with the oatmeal cookies. That woman's pissed off at something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what happened to her, but she's still just a really angry person. And she almost put a bomb under a police car that was constituted with nails. That was the shrapnel. If that bomb would have gone off, it would have been nails that would have gone into those two police officers. Now, that's a long way from making one of those to not using those big raisins in the oatmeal cookies. I don't know what happened, you know, between, hey, I know how we can make a really cool bomb. Let's put nails in it, to, hey, I know how we can make a good oatmeal cookie. Let's not put any raisins in it. But that's the path that she traveled. And so today those guys are in custody, and they're going to go on trial for the murder of that woman who might not have ever had justice done in her memory, and they're probably going to go away for the rest of their freaking lives, man. And they had nice little careers built. One was a private investigator. The other one had her thumb parked up her rear end. The other one was doing something. They all had their thumbs in their asses, but they were making good money doing it. And now it's over, man. It's over. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Charlene. Charlene?
Really cool. Oh, Phil, I forgot to turn my radio down.
Well, you had it turned all the way to the left side, cranked all the way up, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm a dork.
No problem.
Phil, you are the bomb. I actually saw your face in, where'd you used to work? Was it 940 or IOD?
I worked at IOD.
Okay, yeah. I went in there once, and I think I tried to get a job or something, and I peeked in, and you're this bald guy.
Yeah.
You look like Mr. Clean.
No, wait a second. Not in those days.
Well, maybe.
You're lying, Charlene. You didn't see me. Did you? No.
Yeah, I did. Listen, I got to ask you something. Listen, I hope everybody, like, in my family's not listening. And, oh, I tell everybody about you.
See, we don't have a hard time staying on point. What did you want to ask me?
Oh, there's a guy down here, well, actually syndicated. His name is, he has an English accent, and he does, like, he's like the Christian Dr. Laura, and he does a Christian, like, you know, help you show.
Uh-huh, right.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Because if you did a character, I thought to myself, Phil would do the best character of Roy Masters. He actually calls people sluts, and he yells at them when and he tries to get all, like, you know, psychologically crazy with
them. Oh, you know what? I've heard, I didn't know Roy Masters. Now I don't know who you're talking about. I thought Roy Masters did the space show. I thought it was Christian UFOs that he talked
Maybe
about.
Maybe he does that, too. Maybe he's like
now
Art
he calls
Bell
people.
Or something.
Now, that's fantastic.
He's
he calls
a
people
freak.
Sluts. That's great.
He yells at people and
Roy Masters,
puts them down.
I've got problems with my son. You slut.
Yes, yes.
Well,
you
good.
Are the bomb.
All right, well, I'll try it. Thanks.
Phil, bye.
Goodbye. You slut. 1-800-449-8686 went around the corner and saw me, and I looked like Mr. Clean. I wasn't bald when I lived down there. I had hair. I looked like Michael Bolton. I looked like an ugly Michael Bolton with a Fu Manchu, if you must know. I peeked around the corner. You were peeking around the corner at another one of your little hallucinations is what you were peeking at. Okay. 1-800-4- You're very nice, Charlene. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Iraq says it's ready if we attack. I don't know what... They're ready? What, they got extra garbage can lids to hold over their heads? What? We're ready if you attack this time. What? How? What are you... You haven't done anything. It's the same country that you were 10 years ago when we were unloading all that garbage on you then. Hussein said, we're ready now. We're not going to be taken by surprise. Dude... Like 10 years ago, we gave you 4 months. We had troops building up. We had taken by surprise, even if we gave you a 5-year head start. Hey, we're going to attack in 5 years. You got it?
We'll be ready.
You sure?
Yeah, no, go ahead, bring it.
No, I don't want to bring it right now. I'm going to hit you in 5 years.
Come on, we can take it.
No, 5 years. 5 years arrives. Dead. Jeez. We won't be taken by surprise like we were back then when you only gave us 4 months. All right. Moving along. Billy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Billy, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
You're a funny man.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, I was listening to you talk about Patty Hearst, and she lives right here in Connecticut now. She lives down somewhere in Fairfield County. But she's a...
That exciting?
Not really, but she was a featured performer in...
Dinner Theater?
In Eve Hensler's play there.
Who? Eve Hensler?
Yeah, I don't know if I could say the name on air.
You know what he's talking about,
monologues?
James? Oh, the vagina monologues. Oh, they had Patty Hearst reading that?
Yeah.
That must have been something to walk out. I mean, to sit and enjoy. You're kidding.
Well,
did you go see it?
No, I didn't. But
I think I'd want my money
went.
Back. I think I'd want my money back. I saw the Vagina Monologues in Los Angeles with Felicia Rashad, Carol Kane, and somebody else that I can't remember. And I was like one of two guys there. I think I would have preferred Patty Hearst that night.
Yeah, well, my brother said she wasn't really all that good. You know, but...
She's got a vagina, so you figure she's going to be better than your brother.
Yeah, I would hope so.
All right, dude. Bye,
thanks.
Billy.
All right.
Take care. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Patty Hearst. This taking your celebrity that you developed as the victim of a crime and turning it into a theatrical or entertainment persona is twisted beyond anything that I could possibly recognize as normal. Hi, yesterday I was raped. Today I'm a comic. Like Bobbitt, for instance. I had my penis severed, and today I'm an actor. I don't understand how that goes from there to there. See, ordinarily, you study at Juilliard. You may go to the American Academy. You may go to the London Academy. You could study at the Actors Studio. You could go to the Columbia School of Broadcasting. There are a number of vehicles by which one can enter the entertainment venue. Having your penis cut off, I didn't know. Otherwise, I would have done it. Getting kidnapped, having your penis cut off. Can we think of any other crime committed against a human being that resulted in a windfall of scripts? Who's Rick Rockwell? Oh, that. Yeah, Darva Conger. She gets divorced, and the next thing you know, there's a treasure trove of scripts at her front door. Huh? I saw her at a restaurant. She's very beautiful. Yeah, she was out in Westlake Village. I was sitting there having an aperitif with my wife. And my wife said to me, "Isn't that Darva Conger, or are you just glad to see me?" And I said, "Huh? Where?" I swiveled about on my plastic chair, and there she was, blonde and very lovely, sitting with some disinterested-looking slob. You know the type. The hair is slightly spiked. He's looking sort of bored. He thought maybe he could milk a few more dollars out of her than he did, and now he doesn't quite know what to do. Should he get the sushi, the white wine? Why are they even there? She has a hopeful look on her face. She's holding his hand. Maybe this is the one for me. You know, she looks like she's a very sweet person. And the guy she was, Darva, the guy you were with, I want to tell you, if you ever go near Chris Pelton again, it was you, Chris? Oh, she worked at Los Robles in Thousand Oaks. Was she a nurse? She's a very pretty girl. But anyway, Chris gives me the old wave of the hand like, you get your penis severed, You go to the emergency room, you get it sewed on. You don't get an offer to appear in a movie. All right, here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Yeah, I was living in Miami when you did, moved to Hollywood about the time you did. A screenwriter working on a number of projects right now.
Yeah, aren't
we all? There's something that I'm afraid that you might have missed, and I'd like to fill in the blanks if you just give me a little bit of indulgence here.
Out of here, will you? Look, I want to talk about the life. I want to talk about the world. I want to talk about that which we share. I don't want any more phone calls from Miami talking about my show and how you miss me and how it used to be and how it could be and how we might have been and how it could have been and the home we could have shared together, the children that we could have born together. Just otherwise, all the Florida calls are getting cut off. You know, you guys are used to Jaw Jack and that kind of really dull gossip. I personally am not, and I do not wish to engage in it any longer. Now, I know you can call and you can get on the air and you go, "Hey, Phil, we really miss you," or whatever. "You really suck," or whatever. You know, we can dump the call. We can do whatever. There are a million things that we can do to handle it. I can appeal to your adult side. I will appeal to your adult side and say, "I don't want the calls anymore." All right? I appreciated them early on, but we're all done with old home week. And now we're either going to talk about the things that transcend Phil Henry's career, or we're simply not going to take any more fun. They're really bored with you. All right? I didn't mean to be angry, and I know Chris is in there going, "See, you got mad. I don't like it when you get mad." I know. I'm going to have to deal with this during the news break. 1-800-449-8686. I love you, but I want to hit you. You know what I mean? I love you, but I want to slap you. You know, it's like being a dad.